Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Christoph Ujuo is our guest. Christoph Ujuo is a VP with Gartner, the Gartner Group, the outstanding global research organization. He's the co-author of The Real Business of Blockchain, How Leaders Can Create Value in a New Digital Age. Christoph is joining us from the west of France. Ordinarily, he lives in Hong Kong. Christoph, thank you for being here. I hope you'll come back again. I'm enjoying our conversation. You're adding some new dimension to our understanding of blockchain. One of the things you're concerned about is that larger companies will use the blockchain their blockchain capability as a little bit of like they know something that we don't know, like we're a child of a lesser god, and I agree with you. I think that's a concern that we have. But one of the ways I'm concerned that they could take advantage of us is through the tokenization. If they want to pay us through tokenization, if they want to do business with us, and when we're not fully immersed in that kind of a compensation model, what do you think about that? Do you see that as a problem?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. If it's tokenization without decentralization, this is a huge risk. If you take what's happening with some digital currency, let's look at Facebook Libra, which has not been launched, so just right. As illustrations. Let's imagine you start to depend too much as a small medium business, as Libra as a way to accept payments. And at the same time, this is used to reward customers for sharing more data and so on. But this is not something you can influence directly. You may actually, and Libra is as a governance model where it's not fully decentralized, so it could favor some of the large digital commerce providers and may limit the ability of SMB to respond. Mm-hmm. So tokenization without decentralization is a huge risk. I completely agree. To give you another example...
Let me stop you for a second, Christoph. Folks, here's how it would happen. A company that you want to do business with would come to you and require that you do business with them over their blockchain platform, their smart contract platform, and they would say to you, oh, by the way, we're going to pay you in some cryptocurrency, or we're going to pay you in some tokens that you'll then have to go and transfer into whatever currency you can use. And if you want the business, you're going to have to jump through those hoops. That's what you're worried about, isn't it, Christoph?
Yeah, exactly. This is not only a question of access to an ability to make a payment or transfer of value. It's a question of what kind of data is being captured. Because if you're an ecosystem, digital giants, for example, mm-hmm. and you already, of course, collect a lot of data, you want to collect more behavioral data. And from SMBs, if you use a token for making payment, accepting payments, they will be able to capture more behavioral financial data. That augments significantly their market power through that financial data. So you have to be very, it's not only a question of the payment itself, the liquidity, but also of the data attached to the movement of money. And that's very important to take into account, as an SMB.
I have a question for you. This is something I haven't asked anybody else, but I think you can answer it better than anybody. Right now, blockchain technology is not pervasive in the marketplace. It's in sort of peripheral, sometimes esoteric areas. It's not really very widespread in the mainstream marketplace at all. In fact, most small businesses have never even touched a blockchain element directly. My question to you is, how long do you think it will be before the blockchain tools will be ubiquitous, pretty much ubiquitous in the economy, not just the stock market, in the economy? How long do you think? 3 years, 5 years, 10 years?
Yeah, I think like a 3 years is what we see as the timing. So 2023, to be clear, as a timing to see like what we see like as blockchain complete solution, including those five core elements we mentioned.
How long do you think? Say it again. How long do you think it'll be before it's ubiquitous?
3 years.
Three years. Wow. Folks, we have a lot of work to do. Hey, Christoph, will you come back? Will you come back? You've got a lot more to teach us.
Yes, I will definitely do.
We enjoyed having you here. You want to give us a website quickly? You got a website?
Yeah, sure. So you can, of course, check a website like www.gartner.com and check directly like online the real business of blockchain. We're more than happy to carry on the discussions.
All right. Check it out, folks. Christoph Ugio is the co-author of that book, The Real Business of Blockchain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.